guys, welcome to another episode of From a Girl's Girl. For many people, this month is a trigger. It's World Mental Health Month. It's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And it's Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month. Being kind is really important this month. You don't know what someone is going through. So always be kind and support your loved ones who are struggling as best as you possibly can. To those fighting battles only they know of, I pray God hears your cry and comes to your salvation. This month, I am taking part in Sober October or OSCOBA. It's so hard not drinking, especially when it's so hot. I can't wait to have a drink, but I have decided to extend my alcohol sabbatical by adding 2 more weeks, so I'll only be drinking mid-November. I can't wait to have a drink. I am literally dying from not drinking alcohol. I desperately need a drink. And the funny thing is that I never struggle with taking a break from alcohol, but this time I am seriously struggling, like I don't know what's going on. It is so hard. So during the week, I came across a really interesting video and I was like, I have to talk about this on the podcast. I can't not talk about this on the podcast. So I'm going to play the video for you guys right now.
I've given up my body more times than I've been given flowers, and it's ironic because I hate my body, but I love flowers. I thought if I let them in, if I let them touch the parts of me, no one else gets to see. Maybe they'd see more than just my skin, maybe they'd want to stay, but they don't. They don't ask me about the little things like how I take my coffee or why I flinch at sudden movements. They don't want to know the softer parts of me, like petals waiting to be noticed, like flowers begging to be watered. I lie in beds that aren't mind letting strangers press their weight into me in hopes that somehow it will make me feel whole, but it never does. I just feel emptier, like I've given away another piece of myself that I'll never get back. No one brings me flowers. They don't stay long enough to know I love lilies or that I once dreamed of a love so gentle. Instead, I'm touched by hands that only want my body, not the girl who lives inside of it. And I let them, because somewhere along the way, I started believing that this is the only kind of love I deserve. Fleeting, physical, and empty, I've become nothing more than a moment to them. And I've convinced myself that it's enough. But God, it's not. I wanted more. I wanted to be known, to be seen in ways that didn't involve taking off my clothes. But they never stay long enough to know me, to give me flowers, to love me for anything more than what I can give them. I've given up my body more times than I can count, and each time I do, I hate it a little more. I hate me a little bit more.
What an interesting video, hey? Really interesting. If you want to play the video again, I have attached the link to the show notes. So on today's episode, I'll be talking about how to stop being the girl or woman described in the video. How many times have you been with someone who knows nothing about you? All they know is your favorite sex position, favorite drink, what you do for a living, and where you live. They don't know what your favorite color is, your favorite flower, favorite dessert. They don't even know what you're passionate about and what makes you happy or what upsets you. They don't even know what scares you. Basically, this person doesn't know you. But you have convinced yourself that you love this person and you just want them to see how great and wonderful you are. But they never see you past the sex or what your body has to offer them. When they think of you, the only thing that comes to their mind is sex. They can't think of you and not see sex. The only time they are ever vulnerable with you or give you the love and attention you desire is when you guys are naked or when you guys are having sex. You know how we always think that toxic people or people who can't love us the way we want to be loved give the best sex or are great in bed. That is not true. According to psychology, the dopamine our brains release when we are having sex with people who are toxic or people who don't love us the way we want to be loved makes our brains think that these people give the best sex. Our brains believe this because the only time these people are sweet, vulnerable, and treat us like we matter is when we're having sex with them. This is how your brain tricks you into believing that the toxic person or the person who can't love you the way you want to be loved gives the best sex. And the fact that you believe they give the best sex makes it harder for you to let them go. And sometimes you might even want to start giving them more sex because you only experience the nice side of them when you guys are having sex. Or you give them more sex to make them stay and see how wonderful you are. But this never works. If you've ever been in a situation like this, you know how hard it is breaking away from this type of person. It's hard because you have somehow convinced yourself that you are in love, but you're actually not in love. If someone was to ask you what you love about this person, the first thing that would come to your mind would be sex. And then you realize that you don't really know this person. And let's be honest, you can't say you love someone because of how good they are in bed. It's not love, it's just an unhealthy attachment. There are a lot of reasons why women lead with their body or think sex is the best way to get someone to love them. When we hear daddy issues, the first thing we think of is young girls or women who are attracted to older men. But there is more to daddy issues than just being attracted to older men. Daddy issues are relationship challenges women face in adulthood due to growing up with a physically absent father or having a poor relationship with a father who was physically present. Women who were raised in a household with both a father and a mother can have daddy issues if the father was emotionally absent. Women with daddy issues struggle to trust men but have a strong sexual desire for men. Daddy issues are caused by an insecure attachment little girls have to their fathers. As the little girl grows up, she becomes a woman who finds herself in dysfunctional and confusing relationships because of this insecure attachment she formed with her father when she was a little girl. So when the little girl grows up and becomes a woman, her relationships always have a toxic element. Because daddy issues influence the type of men she dates and how she behaves in relationships and around men. There are about 6 signs that someone has daddy issues, but I'm only going to focus on 2, which are the constant need for sex and over-sexualization. The constant need for sex shows up in different ways. The woman might always have a sex buddy or multiple. Even when she's single, she always has someone satisfying her sexually. She's the type of woman who always has a dick appointment. This woman leads with sex in all her relationships. She constantly wants sex because she had a dysfunctional father-daughter relationship and now believes that sex can give her the love she didn't receive as a child. She also believes sex makes her partner love her more, and she uses sex to build up her self-esteem. On the flip side, if a woman with daddy issues isn't constantly seeking sex, she is constantly sexualizing herself, and she does this by always wearing revealing clothes and making sexual jokes. She might not always have a sex buddy, but she loves validation and attention from men. You see this in the way she acts around men. And most of the time, she always has a crush on someone, or there's always a guy she's trying to impress or get attention from. She loves attention from men because her father never gave her the attention she needed when she was a little girl. So now she uses her body to seek attention and validation by always showing some skin around men. This woman comes across as confident, but she actually has low self-esteem, and she hides this by over-sexualizing herself. I know some feminists are sexually liberated from societal norms, but there is a thin line between being sexually liberated and having daddy issues. Sexually liberated feminists operate from a secure and confident place. Women with daddy issues operate from a place of insecurity. As you can imagine, women with daddy issues struggle to set intimacy boundaries because they use sex to build up their self-esteem and they think having sex is the best way to get someone to like them. They have sex hoping for an emotional connection. Having daddy issues is nothing to be ashamed of. You just have to work on your self-esteem, sense of worth, and make better decisions when it comes to dating. Another reason why women believe the best thing they can offer a man is their body or lead with sex is their low sense of worth, which is basically low self-esteem and low self-value. Your sense of worth is your perception of your own value, importance, and deservingness. In episode 1, I spoke about how being in an environment where you're not valued might influence how you see your own value. Being in an environment where you're not valued does not mean you are valueless. Only you can determine what your worth and value are. You don't have to negotiate your worth with anyone, and you certainly don't have to lower your value to impress anyone or show someone that you are worth being chosen. The minute you decide what your worth and value are, nobody can change anything, regardless of whether the guy or girl you like recognizes your worth or not. If they don't see your worth, it is their loss. And it's a sign for you to leave and go where your worth is recognized. It's 2024. We are not negotiating and we're not auditioning and performing to prove our worth to anyone. A low sense of worth may be a result of past failed relationships, poor parental validation, negative self-talk, self-doubt, and trauma. I have already spoken about self-doubt, negative self-talk, self-sabotage in previous episodes and how they affect how you see yourself and stand in the way of what you want. I also spoke about how adapting an abundant mindset makes letting go easy and helps you believe that there is more and better to come. If you missed these episodes, please go back to them. What I haven't spoken about is how when you've been devalued and used multiple times in different relationships and haven't had a good relationship experience, you start believing that you are not worthy of being loved the way you want to be loved. You start doubting your worth and value, and you continue to settle for mediocre experiences and partners because this is all you've known and you don't know anything else. For example, if you've never been with someone who has shown you love, care, respect, and treated you like gold, you will not know what it's like being in a relationship like that when all you know is being cheated on, yelled at, and being treated like a piece of shit. If this is all you know, it starts becoming a normal relationship experience for you. But remember, the only person who can determine your worth is you. In order to stop leading with your body and using sex to get people to love you, you have to get to know yourself. A lot of women lead with sex and their body because they believe they have nothing else to offer. You know how insecure men and men who have low self-esteem and have really nothing to offer but their money always lead with their money? You'll meet someone and the first thing they tell you is, oh no, I'm Dr. Whoever, or I own a business, or I drive this certain car, or I have this and this and that, I have a PhD. You know how they do that? They do that because they know that the only great thing about them is their achievements or their money. And they also know that their personality and their character is not great. That's why they lead with money. It's almost the same thing with women. Women who believe that they have nothing else to offer lead with their body. Women who lead with their body believe their worth is tied to their body. They believe this because they haven't taken the time to get to know themselves and appreciate everything about themselves. When you start determining your worth and value, you have to remember that your worth is not determined by your beauty, achievements, money, and social status. Your worth is determined by you just simply existing and breathing. I know a lot of women sometimes feel insecure and think they are not worth princess treatment because they don't look a certain way. For example, they don't wear wigs, they don't put on makeup, and they don't have a big bum and a small waist, or they simply just don't meet the beauty standard. You know how people always say, oh, if she got cheated on, then there is no hope for the rest of us. By she, they are referring to a gorgeous girl or a beautiful celebrity or someone who looks like they have it all together. If you are a woman who says such things, you are an enemy of progress to yourself. Because every time you say this, you are reaffirming to your mind that you are less and deserve less because you do not meet the beauty standard or you don't have half of the things the woman you're talking about or the woman you've put on a pedestal has. So you're going to continue settling for less because of this mentality. Just because someone meets the beauty standard or has money does not mean they won't get cheated on. When I was working on my literature review for my master's dissertation, I read a lot of literature on beauty standards. And almost all the literature said that beauty standards are always changing and they vary from culture to culture. This basically means that the beauty standards we see today and conform to won't be the same beauty standards accepted in the future or 10 years from now. Currently, the beauty standard is big bum, thick thighs, and small waist. In 10 years, it might be different. It might be a slim body or a lean, athletic body. So if you're someone who determines their worth based on whether they meet the beauty standards or not, you are always going to be changing your body to meet the beauty standard. And this is not sustainable, which is why you really have to know yourself and accept yourself to understand your worth. When you know yourself and have accepted all parts of yourself, you won't be quick to lead with your body. You will start leading with other parts of yourself, like your personality and the great things that you've just discovered about yourself. Because you would have realized how amazing and interesting you are, your body will become the least interesting thing about you. It'll still be interesting, but there will be other great things about you that you can lead with. To get to know yourself, you can start by writing down what you love about yourself. Focus on the type of person you are. Leave out your physical features. Doing this is going to force you to dig deeper into who you are, and you will start appreciating parts of yourself you overlooked. Next, you are going to make a list of all the things you like, from your favorite animal to favorite drink and what you like in a relationship. Write down everything you like. This is going to make saying no to things easier. When someone comes to you and offers you something that is great and looks appealing and wonderful, but does not align with who you are or what you want, you will not hesitate saying no, because you know who you are and you know what you want and you're sure of it. After this, you're going to write down your worth and value. And I'm not talking about money, I'm not talking about girlfriend allowance. You can add that later. Write down what your worth and value are. This is how you're going to start. I am Mudie Didi Masita. I am worthy because XYZ, and I deserve to be treated XYZ. Something like that. That's how you start. Use the things you said you love about yourself in the first list to write down your worth and value. Keep this list safe and go back to it every now and then to remind yourself who the fuck you are. The last list is going to be a list of all the things that make you happy. Writing down this list will indicate to you what is important in your life and what you can do to prioritize the things that make you happy. Writing things down really puts them into perspective. After making your list, you will realize all the things you overlooked about yourself, and you will start to appreciate yourself more, and you'll want to share these things with people more than you want to share your body. I promise you. Another thing that you can do is develop a good relationship with your body. You can do this by taking care of your body, by eating right, and moving your body. Moving your body doesn't have to be anything extreme or expensive. Remember, this is the only body you have, and it takes care of you, so you have to take care of it too. Not everyone should have access to your body. Ever since I started working out seriously, I respect my body so much. And it shocks me all the time in the gym how strong it has become and all the great things it does in the gym. And it has given me so much confidence. I'm not saying you should develop a good relationship with your body because I like going to the gym. All I'm saying is that developing a good relationship with your body helps with self-respect. So the message today is stop letting people have access to your body without them proving their worth to you. There is more to you than your body. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I appreciate you guys so much. I hope this podcast empowers you all. Do you guys like the new artwork? Let me know. And also let me know how your lists go. I'm just a DM away. DM me anywhere you can find me. Also, don't forget to share, rate, review this episode or podcast, and follow the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can also follow the podcast on Instagram. The handle is From a Girl's Girl. It's just one word. I love you guys so much. Bye for now.